Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Lithium Americas Argentina, ticker LAR, on the NYSE. If you're interested in the lithium space or looking for exposure to the booming electric vehicle and renewable energy markets, this is one stock you'll want to pay attention to. Let's break it all down, from the company's fundamentals to its valuation, and see if it's a potential buy for your portfolio. Stick around. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more in-depth stock analyses like this one. All right, let's start with a quick overview of what Lithium Americas, Argentina, is all about. This company is a key player in the lithium mining sector, focusing on projects in Argentina, a region known for its rich lithium reserves in the so-called Lithium Triangle. With the global demand for lithium skyrocketing, due to electric vehicle batteries and energy storage solutions, companies like LAR are positioned at the heart of this critical industry. They're working on advancing major projects, and we'll get into the specifics in just a moment. For now, just know that this isn't a household name like Tesla or Apple, so I'll make sure we cover all the bases to give you a full picture. Let's talk about the company profile. Lithium Americas, Argentina, headquartered in Zug, Switzerland, was incorporated back in 2007 and recently rebranded to its current name in January 2025. They're focused on developing lithium projects in Argentina, with significant interests in the Cauchari-Olaroz project, one of the largest lithium brine operations in the world. This project is a joint venture, and it's already in production, which is a big deal for a company in this space. They've got around 850 full-time employees and operate in the industrial materials industry within the broader basic materials sector. Their mission is clear: capitalize on Argentina's lithium resources to meet global demand. And with a market cap hovering around $1 billion, they're a mid-sized player with room to grow. Now, let's dive into their revenue picture. Here's the thing. When we look at their financials, LAR hasn't reported any significant revenue yet for the past few years, including 2025. This isn't uncommon for mining companies in the early stages of production or ramp-up. Their focus has been on developing assets like Cauchari-Olaroz, and while they're starting to produce lithium, the revenue hasn't fully kicked in on the books. This tells us they're still in a growth phase, burning cash to build out operations before the big paydays come. For investors, this means you're betting on future cash flows rather than current earnings. We'll keep an eye on how their production scales in the coming quarters. Moving on to their earnings performance, let's break down the key takeaways from their recent results. In 2025, LAR posted a net loss of about $76.8 million, translating to an EPS of negative 47 cents. Compare that to 2024, where the loss was smaller, at $15.2 million, or negative 09 cents per share. Now, if we go back to 2023, there's a huge outlier. They reported a net income of over $1.8 billion, with an EPS of 8.29 cents. That was largely due to one-time gains, likely related to asset revaluations or restructuring during their corporate split from Lithium Americas Corp. Without those anomalies, the trend shows consistent losses as they invest heavily in their projects. This is a capital-intensive business, so losses aren't a red flag yet. They're part of the journey to profitability. Let's take a closer look at their financial statements to get a sense of their overall health. On the balance sheet for 2025, LAR has total assets of about $1.1 billion, with cash and equivalents at $61 million. That's down from $85.5 million in 2024, showing they're burning through cash, likely on project development. Total liabilities are at $280 million, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of around 0.3, which isn't too concerning yet. Their current ratio, though, is pretty low at 0.34, meaning they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without raising more capital. On the cash flow side, they've had negative operating cash flow for years, $30.5 million outflow in 2025 alone. Free cash flow is also deep in the red, at negative $30.5 million. Again, this is expected for a company in build-out mode, but it highlights the need for successful production ramp-up to turn these numbers around. All right, let's talk valuation. With no revenue or consistent earnings, Traditional metrics like PE or PS ratios are tricky here. Their trailing PE is negative due to losses, and price to sales is non-existent without sales. However, their market cap is around $1 billion with a current stock price of $6.25. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026 and beyond, analysts are projecting ratios between 12 to 15, suggesting the market expects profitability down the line. Their enterprise value is roughly $1.1 billion, factoring in debt. Compared to peers in the industrial materials space, where the average PE is around 18.5, LR could look attractive if they hit those future earnings targets. But right now, it's a speculative play based on lithium price trends and project execution. Let's break down the SWOT analysis to understand the bigger picture. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for LR. Starting with strengths, their flagship Cauchari Olaroz project is a major asset. It's one of the largest lithium brine projects globally, and being in production already gives them a leg up over pre-revenue competitors. They're also in Argentina, a lithium-rich region with cost advantages. On the weakness side, the lack of current revenue and persistent losses mean they're reliant on capital markets to fund operations, which is risky if sentiment turns. Opportunities are massive. Global lithium demand is expected to soar with EV adoption, and LR could be a key supplier if they scale efficiently. But threats loom large too. Lithium prices are volatile, and geopolitical risks in Argentina could disrupt operations. Plus, competition is heating up with other miners globally. It's a high-reward, high-risk setup. Now let's check out their recent stock performance. Looking at the chart, LR has had a wild ride. Over the past week, the stock is up nearly 5%, but it's down 14.4% over the last month. Zoom out to 6 months, and it's up an impressive 125.8%, and over the past year, it's soared 170.3%. That's massive outperformance compared to the broader basic materials sector, which is up about 77% over the same period. Recently, the stock hit a 52-week high after an analyst upgrade, trading as high as $5.86. Short-term, there's momentum, but the volatility, evident in a beta of 1.18, means you've got to be ready for swings. If you're a technical trader, watch for resistance around that $6 mark. A break above could signal more upside. Let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if the stock is fairly priced. Given that LAR isn't generating revenue or positive cash flows yet, a traditional discounted cash flow model is challenging. Instead, we can look at comparable companies and future earnings potential. Analysts expect profitability in a few years, with forward PE ratios dropping to around 12 to 15 by 2026-2028. If we assume they hit production targets and lithium prices hold steady, we can estimate future cash flows based on industry margins. Crunching the numbers with conservative assumptions, I'd peg their intrinsic value in a range of $5 to $8 per share over a five-year horizon, factoring in project risks and market conditions. At the current price of $6.25, it's trading within that range, suggesting it's neither wildly overvalued nor a screaming bargain. This is speculative, though. Your upside depends on execution and lithium demand. If you're a long-term investor, there's potential, but it's not a low-risk bet by any means. So, what's the final verdict on Lithium Americas, Argentina? Look, this is a high-growth, high-risk stock. They've got a world-class project in Cauchari Olaroz, and the lithium market's tailwinds are undeniable with EVs and renewables driving demand. But with no revenue yet, consistent losses, and reliance on external funding, you're taking a leap of faith on their ability to execute. If you're a risk-tolerant investor with a long horizon, LAR could be a compelling speculative play, especially at this $6.25 price point. For more conservative folks, you might want to wait for signs of revenue and profitability before jumping in. What do you think? Are you bullish on lithium, or are the risks too high? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives. I'll catch you in the next video. Take care.